The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Go.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
No, it's not okay. It's not okay.
This project,
for 50 years. It's not okay. 40 years.
Hold on, Dan.
Okay.
This is Project Independence and you. We just had a break in there, which was important. Nevertheless, you know, I just get baffled, you know. This is the way to start the Christina Lou show. A little confusion. I love it.
John, I'm going to clean it up in the edit anyhow. So, you know.
Sorry about that, guys. I just keep going, right?
Yep. You are good. Okay.
My co-host today is Otto Los, which everybody knows. And we just had a wonderful conversation with Marcus O'Toole, who's an elder law attorney. And at the end of the day, you know, I like Marcus personally, and we've done stuff together, but it's just important for everybody. I know Otto is a man, and one of the reasons Otto, not one of the reasons, that's a terrible thing to say, but as the co-host, it's not one of the reasons he is the co-host, because he's just a wonderful human being, but as a co-host, he does his homework for everything. As part of the Christina Lou show, you know, you have two people like that, Christina and Otto. It's just the perfect place. So
and you, John, don't forget.
You, John, right?
Okay,
I was waiting. You're the orchestra leader.
That's right. Don't forget it.
No, but it really is. The show is always tremendous. Whether it's, you know, the first half of the show, which is information to our audiences, or the second half, which is also information, but from a whole different perspective. It's more personal sharing. It's more Christina telling us about what's going on around the town, and there's always something new and exciting around the town. And as we've talked about many times, which I'm gonna go into right now, this COVID is a nightmare. And I heard on the radio this morning that a vaccine is now possible for October, November of 2021. Now, you're making it all up. Somebody had an interview with Estra, and I can't remember the rest of the name, one of the drug companies. And they basically said, no matter who's saying what, it's not there. It's not going to be there for quite some time. And then producing millions and millions of the vaccine is another whole story. And yet we're watching numbers surge again. Thanksgiving's coming up. So we could actually talk about that. I think we did a little bit last week. Plans have to be so different every day. I mean, like, I think it was 120,000 cases the other day. You can't do this. My daughter went shopping the other day. She went to Costco first. She said it was horrendous, the lines, and left. Went to Trader Joe's. She said they're out in the street. So it's almost like people are getting ready again. Are we going to be bunkering down and therefore, you know, need to fill up with the toilet paper and the tissues and ketchup all over again?
You know, I've developed a kind of an overview thinking about this whole COVID thing, all right? And I broke it down into three categories. One, it has to be contained. Two, it has to be treated if you get it. And three, it has to be prevented. And we have to work on all three of those things at the same time. We can't like think that preventing is going to take care of containing and treating, because it's
I saw with you, Otto. No? You know, you need you. Absolutely.
Yeah. So first problem is containing. And we seem to get into a philosophical battle over your freedom rights about the containing. We got to contain it or it's going to go crazy. And then we hopefully treat the people who do get it to cut the death rate down, but people are going to die. But the preventing, John, you just said something, 2021, toward the end of the year. You know, we're talking a year from now. You know, something's got to be done in between in these other areas, containing and treating. You know, it's big.
The world has totally changed. I mean, look what we're doing here. I mean, fortunately, Christina and Dan organized the radio to commence, I think it was in March or April. I don't remember exactly when we came back on the air after a couple. We were only off for a couple of weeks, but it's via Zoom. There's a positive of it in that we have had speakers or guests that we wouldn't have had maybe normally because they're calling in from Washington or wherever they're calling in from. But it's also missing Christina's parties that she always fed us and had cupcakes and everything else. I'm losing weight. I'm losing weight because of COVID. I'm not coming over to the station, to get a cupcake once in a while. She had her cupcake last week for Halloween. We didn't get one. But even with that, I have to acknowledge that Christina, when we did our anniversary show, made sure that she delivered treats to both Dan, not both Dan, however you say it, Dan Otto and myself, which was, you know, wonderful.
Hand delivered.
Yeah, hand delivered, which is Christina.
Right, hand delivered.
And Dan has that, I don't even know what you call it, the alarm on his house. He knew somebody was burglarizing him.
That's right.
How are you, Christina? We haven't chatted that much this week.
Good. Yes. It's been quite the week, obviously. But we are powering through. That's all we really can do. And you know, I just want to quickly just touch upon our first guest. He was wonderful. And we can't stress enough the importance of preparing. So that is kind of our spiel on the show and how important it really is. And I think, you know, as we're all talking about, you know, being in this whole new world and coronavirus and all this, it makes people, I think, hopefully sparks in your brain real even more so the importance of planning and getting everything in order, because something like this can come out of nowhere and completely, you know, rock the universe. So I think it's definitely an important thing. So you guys did a fabulous job on that interview.
Thank you. Next
week we have on a really equally important subject, which is going to be about elder abuse awareness and prevention. We have someone coming on from Family and Children's Association and the Safe Center Long Island. Unfortunately, that's something that you've certainly heard increasing even more during this pandemic, you know, with people being home and stressed, and, you know, it just adds all these heavy issues and sometimes things explode. So we're going to kind of touch upon that and things to do. And
they're coming on together or two?
Yeah, they'll be on together. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're going to be on together.
Two great organizations.
Absolutely. And they're doing a lot of work. They're doing a lot of webinars together. So we're just trying to get the word out there. And I think, you know, it's really important. Like I said, on the show, we have a forum and a space to kind of talk about all different aspects of life, you know, and things that are going on. And unfortunately, you know, there's these trends, you know, not that they're positive things, but that need to be addressed, and to know that there really are organizations and resources out there that can help in these times. So please tune in next weekend. It should be next week. It should be a really informative show. So that is very important. I also want to remind people, which is very exciting and fun news, you know, we're trying to get creative over at Project Independence with different virtual programming. So there's going to be a Margaret, who is our Zumba extraordinaire instructor and fitness instructor. Everyone loves Margaret. She certainly brings the energy, I think everyone can say, but she is going to be doing a virtual live fitness class. Which is nice. We've been providing all these exercise programs that are usually pre-recorded, but this is going to be the first actually live one. So you could do that via Zoom. The registrations are pouring in for that. So I really recommend people call up to get involved with that, because it's going to be wonderful. So definitely check out Margaret. And she's going to be doing a fitness class. So like I said, you have to register for these classes. So you just call 311 or 869-6311 for that information. We also had, I know you guys were talking a little bit before about Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up, you know, and kind of how things are going to be different based upon what people kind of are comfortable with, and, you know, the logistics of things. So
what are you doing as far as Thanksgiving goes?
Well, I mean, we're kind of fortunate because our Thanksgivings have been, it's just our household usually, you know, cause my parents are upstairs, with my brother. So we in most recent years, it's just been our kind of intimate family, because it just gets way too complicated and no one has enough space for everyone. So we usually did that. And then, you know, we would visit, you know, my, you know, family the next day or so. So we'll forget, we'll probably still do that because we've all just been outside constantly. You know, I've been like completely adapted to like cold weather at this point, the amount of time that I like spend outside. On Halloween, I powered through. We'd had that fire going, you know, all day long. So that was our way of kind of coping with the cold weather and still being able to see people, even though we were a little cold. But we made it, you know, that's where our priorities were.
John, what about you?
Totally undecided. I have three daughters. Everybody's in the neighborhood. My littlest daughter came up with, her husband came up with, why don't we all make a dish and go around in the morning and drop it off at the other's house and then like do a Zoom call sometime in the afternoon and have dinner where everything would be from a different family. I thought it was a nice idea. Then my oldest daughter, that was my youngest daughter, my oldest daughter wants to do a COVID test for everybody on Wednesday and then have it like Saturday or Sunday because two of them are teachers. So they're going to be off on Thanksgiving. They're going to be off on Friday. So that she said that we won't see anybody for a couple of days, take a COVID test. And the middle one has a very large house. And she's like, we could even do bagels here, go out in the backyard, which we've done before. We have gone to see the kids and it's, and she has a den that's just huge. And the kid, she said, and if we wind up inside, we would be 6 foot from each other having a bagel. You're not going to have a Thanksgiving dinner because that's, my wife will not sit. And she's very concerned, more specifically for me, but she says, I'm not sitting at a table. And because two of them are teachers and go to school, my little guy, who not my little guy, my biggest, who's nine, going to be 10 in January, he was exposed to COVID because his teacher had it. This is only last week. So they closed the classroom, he had to go home, etc. My smallest one, who is a year and 8 months, is in daycare. That teacher came down with it, so they closed that thing. And, you know, so I mean, there's two different families. Everybody's doing their best.
And that's what, and you know, because I was, what's very difficult about this time that we're in, it's this fear of planning, you know, because like I said, you know, because I was frankly, you know, because we were actually trying to figure out what to do with Jay's family, because Jay's family is a lot larger. A lot of them work in medical settings. So Jay's just really not comfortable, you know, with the situation. So we're trying to think of different ways to do stuff. But it's, I said, you know, it's like, you don't know. I mean, if these numbers are climbing, like what state we're going to be in, you know what I mean? By the time Thanksgiving rolls around. So it's like, you're in this weird limbo.
Not going to be better. That's for sure.
So you're in a weird thing, you know, so you're scared to plan anything because you don't really know, you know, what's going to happen, you know? So we're kind of just always leaving things up to like, you know, to be determined, you know, after any time there's anything we're doing, it's like to be determined. This is not, you know, set in stone. But I also, you know, it's a little pricey, but I actually, I'll get to it in the break. You'll have to hold on to the hot tip of, you know, another option of tent rental, which I've actually been researching. So
we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here, specifically the Christina Lu Show on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.